Chris, you've been looking for your stroke since coming off the DL. You had 5 hits since then, 4 hits tonight. Is it possible to find your stroke on a day off?
I don't know. I didn't do much baseball activity on the day off. I think it was more, just kind of wiping the slate clean and going into early BP today and really just trying to hammer down some things. Sunday was a pretty frustrating day for me because I felt like I was getting pitches to hit and I was just rolling them over and I was really out of sync. And today in early BP, I kind of felt it click a little bit and it obviously transferred in the game.
What did you work on today that you were able to translate and transfer over into the game?
Nothing specifically. I just went out there and swung. I think it was good for me to hit on the field, to see some live BP and just to kind of see how the ball traveled. I wasn't really necessarily working on anything. If there was one thing I could have pointed out, I would have tried to work on it a long time ago. But it's just, when a power hitter is out of sync, out of rhythm, it looks pretty ugly. So I was glad to get back on the right track tonight.
It's interesting. Since you've been here, every time you go into one of these little funks, you break out of it by going the opposite way. And yet tonight, every base hit you pulled.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I felt like I got some good pitches to hit Sunday, and I really rolled over them a lot. And my point in early BP today was really to stay through the ball. Whether it was in and I pull it, I wanted to pull it the right way and not hook it. And I was able to do that. And like I said, it carried over into the game.
Now, you never go into a game thinking or trying to hit 3 home runs. It's just a matter of you recognize the pitch and you put the good swing on it.
Yeah, I mean, after my first at-bat, I was kind of all over the place trying to hit every pitch he threw at me and swung at a really bad pitch and just went out there to my next at-bat and tried to get a good pitch to hit and put the barrel on it and was fortunate enough to almost sneak one through the infield and beat it out. But, after that, it just, like I said, it kind of clicked earlier today and I felt pretty good.
And early on, your patience has been tested here. You obviously are Mark Manoff, your big year a year ago, and you've had to learn to be even more patient, I would guess.
Oh, absolutely, and I think that's one of the positive things I took from early on this year was, I was seeing a lot of pitches. I was still getting on base. I was still drawing walks and really trying to do that to the best of my ability, knowing that I wasn't swinging the bat well, knowing that I didn't feel good, still trying to be a force on the bases. So, I knew it eventually would pay off, and it has.
And it's nice that Adam Jones can congratulate you from in there and almost get on radio. It's good to have a nice teammate like that.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. These guys are a lot of fun to play with. We really enjoy being out there and playing the game together, and it showed up tonight.
All right, well, Chris, congratulations on a big night. Now take off and appreciate the visit.
All right, thank you.